I've had a number of phone calls in the last week from equally frustrated motorists who are obeying the lights, waiting for it to turn green, and only for when they go to go, there's still cars coming towards them, obviously breaking the red lights. And I understand that people's frustration sometimes is being delayed with roadworks. It's exasperating every other motorist when people go through a red light. And I would ask, and I would certainly call on motorists to obey the lights and to be fair to all the other motorists, and it will significantly delay the time that they're waiting.
And the reality is, at the moment, between those two sets of lights where they're situated at present, there is nowhere else to go. It is literally one lane and one lane only. Everything else is blocked off. The other side is residential homes. And if that happens and two cars meet, one's just going to have to reverse back, and that's going to cause even bigger gridlock and longer delays.
Of course, or worse still, there could be a crash. And what motorists need to understand, and these roadworks, as you know, Donal, and I'm sure everybody understands, is much needed. It's going to increase the capacity of the roads that we have here in Letterkenny. But, I mean, if it lead to a crash and lead to substantial delays, and it's only, I mean, the traffic lights are there, are timed. You can see quite clearly see how long you're going to be waiting. It's not a significant length of time. And, you know, I would remind motorists that It's a red light, and it has the same status as you would have if you come to traffic lights anywhere in this town or any other town. If you break the red light, you're breaking the law and you're liable to prosecution. So, look, I would just ask motorists to calm down, be respectful of the lights, and be respectful of the motorists on the other side of them lights, and try and contribute to the free flow of traffic.
The other point you've made is we're seeing more delays elsewhere in the town from motorists trying to avoid where the traffic lights are and where that congestion is.
We've seen it in the last week. Donal, I'm sure you've heard it yourself, or you've probably seen it yourself when you've been out and about. The traffic is now gridlocked, and it's affecting Devlair Road, High Road, and particularly the hospital roundabout. And that's where I would be most concerned about. Because if we have blue light ambulances who are responding from an emergency heading towards the hospital, and we have gridlock on the Devlair High Road, and the hospital roundabout is completely gridlocked, and ambulances can't get through it or around it, then, you know, I've actually drew this to the attention of the local Gardaí and have asked them could they monitor it and maybe ensure that there is a free flow of traffic. So it's just about, just to say to motorists here today, I know I'm a motorist myself, but at peak times, maybe think about alternative routes and just not go for the quickest way home.